From St. Louis, Missouri, contestant number 8, Philip Hitchcock, Mr. Midwest Mother, 2010.
When I got my first tattoo, the artist looked at me and he said, "Son, I'm going to take your money, I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to mark you for life." This is great. It's just like my last relationship. But that tattoo would start a diary. And this art is now a record of the things in my life that have made me stronger, like my beginnings in the leather community. As an artist in Los Angeles, I was making life-size male erotic sculpture that depicted crucifixion and bondage. Nobody wanted it. And then in 1992, I got a call from Dirk Gaynor inviting me to exhibit with the Tama Finland Foundation. That outreach would change my life. Because what I found in our community was not only an audience who supported my work, but a brotherhood who encouraged me to follow my vision wherever it led me. And that encouragement not only made me a better artist, it made me a better man. Erotic art has always been at the center of our community, and it remains our most powerful tool of outreach. ATN, Tama Finland, The Hun, their work unites us. It transcends all language barriers, it seduces us, and it gives us a Woody. But most importantly, it validates our sexual identity. And I look forward to making more erotic art in the future with all of you as my inspiration. Thank you very much.
Contestant number 8, Philip Hitchcock, Mr. Midwest Mother, 2010.